I know that you may be seated. I know the kids are going to be released now. And we can get ready for the word so we can have the birthday boy, Pastor Ken. Let's give him a hand as he comes to minister.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Dave. Brother Dave just had a birthday and he hands me some money. I said, I just gave that to you the other day, and he gives it back. But there's a lot of wonderful people in November have birthdays. And I know Charlotte has a birthday in November, and Ernie has a birthday in November, and Brother Dave and myself, and I think Joe Romeo. Anybody else in November? Mark Casper. We can't forget about him. Mark Casper. Anybody else? Your son-in-law? My son-in-law. I didn't know Abby got married. Though yes, A.J. Golding, my son-in-law. Amen, amen. That is his birthday, too. And he wished me happy birthday. He texted me this morning. And it's really nice, isn't it? A whole year that you survived. Amen. Well, praise God. Okay, let's pray. Believe God. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus. That greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We thank you, Father, that the greater one lives on the inside of us. We thank you that we can overcome every obstacle, every situation, and every circumstance because the greater one lives in us. And we thank you, Father, for each one that has come out here tonight. May their spiritual need be met, and even their physical need be met in Jesus' name. And we thank you, those watching by live stream, that you are the God, that you are everywhere at one time. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Well, God is a good God, and his mercy endures forever. And Pastor Roma, he mentioned about spiritual growth. You know, it's always good to grow and develop spiritually, and especially in your soulish nature. Your soulish nature is your mind, your will, and emotions. You know, all of us have to continually work on that. But I have a message here concerning words. Everybody say words. Healing words is what I named this, the title of this message, healing words. Because the words that you and I speak are very important. You know that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, said a lot of words when he was on earth. And a lot of his words, they came to pass, and some of them are still coming to pass. And just because that's Jesus, we are in the same category as Jesus because we are children of God, born of him. Born of the Holy Spirit. The three golden scriptures are Proverbs 18, 21, Matthew 12, 36, and 37. So we'll go over to Proverbs 18, 21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So what's in the power of the tongue? Death and life. You know, death is a horrible thing. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, and we're looking forward to that time when death is no more. And death is an enemy. Don't think that for one second that Jesus loves death. He doesn't. He came to destroy the works of the devil and death. Satan, the thief, the killer, the stealer, the destroyer, he is the one and the author of death. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I am come, Jesus says, that they might have life and life more abundantly. So death and life are in the power of your and my tongue. And guess what? They who love it will eat the fruit thereof. They that love it will eat the fruit thereof. You and I are going to eat whatever we are speaking. And you're going to eat it. Did you know something? That God's word is powerful enough that I want to eat good things. I like good fruit, you know, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, watermelon. But that's all good fruit. But then if it rots, that's no good. That's not any good. But good fruit is good. And you and I are going to eat the fruit of our words. So if you and I, if Jesus Christ appeared before you and said to you, everything that you say from now on is going to come to pass, then I believe that you and I would watch and take care about what we are saying. Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. Thank God for life. Amen. How many of you have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior? Believing in him, confessing him as Lord. Well, you've experienced a life and life more abundantly. You've experienced the life of God. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And guess what? There'll be a day when people will stand before him and they said, oh, I guess I should have accepted him while I was on planet Earth, while I was on Earth. They needed to have that opportunity. And God makes opportunities for every single person. There's not one person that will go by and they'll say, you didn't give me an opportunity. No, I remember many times how the Lord worked in my life and how he wooed. He's like a wooing wooer. But anyways, I did not want to give my heart and life to God because I thought I could do it my way. I thought my way or the highway, my way is the best way. But I found out my way is no good for nothing. I'm a flat failure without Jesus. And thank God with Jesus, he makes all things good. But he's come to give us life and life more abundantly. So if you have accepted Jesus Christ in our hearts, then we have the life of God. Because by your words, you're going to be justified, the Bible says, and by your words, you'll be condemned. And every idle word that men shall speak, we shall give an account on the day of reckoning. And so we want to watch what we say, because death and life are in the power of our tongue. So we've accepted Jesus in our hearts. That's great. We've accepted the life of God now. Now we can continually speak good words over our lives. Never say that it is horrible or it is hopeless in my life. It is never horrible and it's never hopeless. With Jesus Christ, you can go through. You are going to rise to the, your life is going to rise to the level of your words that are coming out of your mouth. Either it's going to put you over the top or it's going to bring you right down. Imagine if you said a bunch of negative words about yourself and you got depressed. And you got depressed. And you went down, down, down. Why? Because you're speaking words of depression. There's no depression in Jesus. Jesus wants us to speak words of life. Imagine discouragement. No, Jesus is still alive. Amen? People come and people go, but Jesus will never leave us. He's with us always, even until the end of the age. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it are going to eat the fruit thereof. And so we're going to eat what's coming out of our mouth. And I want life to come out of my mouth, especially when you're by yourself. Speak words that glorify God. In Ephesians, it talks about don't be drunk with wine or success, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And so you're going to speak words of praise to God, thanking God that all things are possible. All things are possible to him who believes. Amen? And we are a believing people. So death and life are in the power of the tongue. And if you want to curse yourself, if you want to put yourself down, if you want to say that it's impossible, it's always possible with God. For all things are possible to him who believes. And we are believing people, so it is possible. When you say that it's not possible, then it's not going to be possible. But it's possible because all things are possible. Someone came to Brother Hagin and said, you know, you preached that Mark 11:23, that whosoever shall say and shall not doubt but believe in his heart, he'll have whatsoever he saith. It just don't work. He said, it don't work? No. He said, it don't work. It don't work. See, you're getting exactly what you say. You say it don't work and it don't work. Because whosoever shall say and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So he said, oh, I see, I got to turn that around. I got to start talking some good things, saying that with God all things are possible. And the greater one is inside of us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment shall be found to be in the wrong. This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, that God is for us. He is not against us. He is with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And if you say, oh, Lord, please go with me, then you're not even scriptural, because he is there. He's always with you. You can't get away from him, in fact. You could try to hide. You can go wherever you want, but he is there. Amen? Because he is a good God. So let your words line up with the life of God, with the life of God. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. The purpose of this message is words can heal us or make us sick. Words can put us over or make us a conqueror and a victor, or else it can hold us in bondage. Our words, what's your word? What's the word coming out of your mouth? I pray that it's a positive word, that with God all things are possible. That it's a word that, you know, himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. It's a word that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. It's a word that with God all things are going to be, are possible, and all things are going to be okay. Hallelujah, because God is good. Keith Moore in Bible school, he'd always say, you got the victory. How many of you got the victory? Well, I was 25 years old at that time in 1992, and I couldn't understand, what is he talking about? You got the victory? what is he saying? You got the victory. And people would say, yay, I got the victory. I got the victory. So what they're doing is they're acting in faith. Everybody say, act in faith. So if I say, you got the victory, what do you say? You say, yes, I got the victory. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the victor. He is the conqueror. He is the reigning champ. Amen? He's tougher. He's bigger than Mike Tyson. He's tougher and bigger than anybody else that will ever come on the scales. Amen? It's Jesus Christ. He is the reigning conqueror. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. He is all in all. And so when we say, do you got the victory? You could say, by faith. Again, you can be going through tests. You can be going through trials. You can be going through physical ailments. You can be going through financial situations. But you got the victory because Jesus Christ has got the victory for you. Amen? It's Jesus. He is the victor. He is the conqueror. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the all-reigning supreme one. Jesus Christ cannot be defeated. Amen? Because he won. And so he wants us, you and me, to get our words lined up with his words so we can have that life and life more abundantly, so we can be more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself for us, that we can do all things. Amen? His plans and purposes are good. I remember being in Winnipeg, Manitoba. There was a pastor there. I went to his church there. His name was Zeno. And he would say, you know, God called me to pastor this church. He was in a school. God called me to pastor this church. God called me to pastor this church. And he's still pastoring today. I see him every now and then online. And he's still pastoring. It was Place of Peace Family Church. I believe it's a different name now. But what I'm saying was that he believed it, and he confessed it, and he said something that he believed. Amen? In line with God's word, in line with what the direction that God desired for his life. And you and I got to do the same thing. Did you know God's no respecter of persons? And he's called you to be a blessing. He's blessed you and called you to be a blessing. So you and I got to speak good things. The enemy comes with the negativity. The enemy comes with the woe. The enemy comes with you're not going to do it. The enemy comes with you can't make it. The enemy comes with there's just death and disease. Has anybody ever got sick and said to themselves, oh my, I feel like I'm going to die? Has anybody ever felt that way? I believe that all of us at times could feel that way when you're really sick. But guess what? Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So you and I got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to turn around. You're going to say, hallelujah. Praise God. His leg in Jesus' name is working good. Hey, hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. This leg is working good. Amen. Hallelujah. Who knows? Maybe a devil tried to put his arms around that knee and try to hurt it or this leg. But with greater, amen, hallelujah. And then all of a sudden you're feeling better. Why? Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Glory be to God. And I know there's serious things that we all go through. There's death of loved ones. There's all kinds of circumstances. But did you know what? Through it all in all, when all the people are gone, when all the smoke is gone, when all this is gone, there's going to be you and there's going to be Jesus. And you're going to be looking at him eye to eye. It's you and him. And the Bible says when he comes back to earth, will he find faith? That's all he's looking for. He loves people with faith. Are you guys faith people? Yeah. Amen. That's good. That's positive. So you got the victory. Yes, there was a boy. he told another story. There was a boy that was going and getting in all kinds of trouble. His mother would say, you're going to end up in a penitentiary. You're going to end up in a penitentiary. You're going to end up in the penitentiary. And then she would go to Brother Hagin. He was pastoring at the time. And he said, what am I going to do with that boy? And he said, well, the first thing you got to do is quit putting him down. Quit talking bad to the kid. Quit putting him down. Tell him I surround him with faith and love. I surround that boy with faith and love. I surround him with faith and love. Quit telling him, come to church, come to church, come to church, come to church. Hallelujah. I surround him with faith and love. Then one day, 4 o'clock in the morning, he came home and he says, Mom, I want to go to church with you the next day. I want to go to church with you. No, you know, you came home late. You don't have to come to church, the mother said. So she changed her way. That boy ended up getting born again, alive unto God. Why? Because he surrounded him with faith and love. Using the words, healing words. I surround that kid with faith and love. I surround him with faith and love. I surround him with faith and love. No, not that he's going to go to the penitentiary. That's not no very good words, even though it looks like it, even though he may deserve it. That's not the point. The point is, our point is to speak faith and to speak love and to speak God's blessings, because God wants to bless that kid more than you want to bless the kid. Amen? Amen. So bless and surround them with faith and love. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 13, it says, we have in that same spirit of faith. You and I, as born-again believers, we speak. We use our mouth. We use our mouthpiece. We use our heart. We use our mouth. And it's the same spirit of faith. I believe, and therefore I've spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. It says in Romans, how shall they call upon him whom they've not believed? And how can they believe in him whom he have not heard? And how can you hear without someone telling you? Amen? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You continually hear God's word. Let it go through your mind. You get it in your mind, it goes down to your heart, and then it comes out of your mouth. You get it in your mind, it goes down to your heart, and then it comes out of your mouth. But many times the enemy, the devil, all kinds of activities would come to our mind, then we start thinking about that negativity, and then that gets into our heart. Next thing you know, we're the most negative person on the face of the earth. We're negative, we're complaining, we're murmuring, we're bickering, we're fighting, we're full of strife. We don't need that, right? Amen, sister. We're looking for love. Amen. We're looking for peace. We're looking for rest. We're looking for God's best. Hallelujah. So we have in that same spirit of faith. I believe, and therefore I've spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. God's words will be the ones that have to come out on top. Everything you have up till now is the result of what you believe and spoke yesterday. Everything you have up till now is what you believe and spoke about yesterday. Healing can come by hearing what God said about healing and speaking it out. Keep speaking it out. Keep speaking it out. Find out what God's word says. Find out what he says about the situation and go ahead and speak it out. Go ahead and speak it out. Because you're going to be a mighty man and a mighty woman of God when you speak God's word. Because you're speaking God's word. You're not just going by how it feels or how it looks or what's the circumstances all around or all the negative people murmuring and complaining. No, you're going by what God's word says. Hallelujah. So the number one thing is you've got to hear. Everybody say hear. You and I got to hear. You got to hear words of healing. You got to hear God's word on healing. You got to hear. Do you hear that you can't do it? Do you hear that you're poor? Do you hear that you're sick? Did you hear that there's no opportunities? Do you hear the same old? It is what it is. This is a horrible city. You know, it just goes on and on and on and on. I like Leadership Essentials. There was one story told there. It was about a grandpa. Grandpa and grandkid are sitting by the gas station, and it's a small town, and a vehicle pulls up, and the guy jumps out, and he talks to the old grandpa, and he says, what kind of town is this? He says, what kind of town do you come from? Oh, he says, I come from a rotten town. The town I come from is a bunch of thieves. The town I come from, those people will steal you blind. Those people are nasty. See, it blew this one up. Praise God. And he says that the town that's a beautiful town we come from. And the grandpa says, well, that's the kind of town this is. The guy jumps in his car and drives away. And the little grandkid says, Grandpa, why did you say that to that one person and then say that to the other person? And he says, well, wherever they go, there they are. Do you get it? Wherever they go, there they are. Because what's ever in a person's heart, it doesn't matter where you go. Because where you go, there you are. Amen? If you're seeing that it's impossible, if you're seeing that God is on your side, bless God, doesn't matter where you go. You can go to Tuktoyaktuk. You can go to Dorian. You can go to Herkut. You can go to Nipigon. You can go to Long Lake. You can go to 77. That sounds better, eh? No. I don't want a war. And then you can go anywhere you want. You can go to Moose Factory. You can go there. You can go there. It doesn't matter because with God, all things are. You can go to Pickmobert. Oh, no, not there, not there. Yeah, you can go to Pickmobert. All things are possible. Amen? Because where you are, there you go. And if God's on your side, and if you got God in your heart, and if you got the Word of God in you and it's flowing out of you, bless God, doesn't matter where you go. That's where you are, and that's what it's going to be. It's going to be God on the inside of you. Amen? Praise God. So the first one is you got to hear. You got to keep hearing God's word. I like Psalms 91. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. You and I got to go for the gusto. Amen? You're going to have to believe God. But while we have our being, we're going to believe God. We're going to continually find scriptures on long life. We're going to find scriptures on health and healing. We're going to find scriptures on God wants to help us and bless us and encourage us. Because he does. He does want to bless us. He does want to help us. He does want to encourage us. Did you know that sometimes that God Almighty, he does everything possible in an individual's life. But so much has been given unto us because we have a free will. You and I have so much power and so much authority that we can reject Jesus, the Son of the living God. We can do whatever we want, whenever we want. Did you know the most rebel on the face of the whole globe would be Satan? He is the biggest rebel that ever was. God just gave a command and he didn't obey it. He got kicked out and then he gave a command to Adam and Eve. And they weren't to eat of that fruit of that tree. There's plenty of trees there. Just don't eat of that one tree. It's a command. There's something about the human nature in man that they want to do it their way. But thank God that Jesus Christ came and died for us and did it his way. And we're doing it his way. Amen? Each one of us have a will that is separate and apart from the will of God the Father. And you got to take your will and make it God's will. And say, you know, in every circumstance, in every situation, I want God's will for my life. Hallelujah. So find God's word and get those scriptures of healing into your ears. Get those scriptures of healing into your ears. Get those scriptures of healing words. Not just for his physical healing, but in all areas of life. Whatever you're going through, mental, emotional, physical, financial, you get those healing words. And let God's word work in your heart, work in your life. Let it go through your mind, get into your heart. You'll start speaking it, and you're going to be changed and transformed by the power of God. Because with God, all things are possible. And the second one is speaking. Everybody say speaking. So you got to hear, and then you got to speak. Of course, everybody knows this, but again, it's good to be reminded of it, that you and I got to be speaking spirits. You and I got to continually speak God's word. What is he saying? What's the word of God that he's saying? Then when it comes into our hearts, then we're going to speak it out. So as soon as a thought comes to us that's going to make us upset, going to make us anxious, going to make us fretful, then you find out what God's word says. You take God at his word. You say, God Almighty. I like what Jesus said over in Mark chapter 11, verse 14. He's walking with his disciples. They just had a busy day. And so they're walking down and he sees a fruit tree or he sees a fig tree and he's kind of hungry at the moment. And he says, and he looks at it and there's no fruit on that tree. That is Mark chapter 11 and verse 14. And so could you put that up, please? Mark 11, 14. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit hereafter forever. Everybody say, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. So that's his words. We're talking about healing words. But Jesus used those powerful words. And guess what? That fig tree shriveled up and died. And the disciples were so amazed. They said, Jesus, look at the fig tree that you spoke that to is withered up and dried. And Jesus said unto it, have the faith of God or have the God kind of faith. that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. So that's the power of the spoken word. That's the power that you and I have. So why don't we take that word that God has given us, and because he says, have the God kind of faith, have the faith like God, and use it for positive. Why don't you say amen that God Almighty, all things are possible. Thank God that I'm the head and not the tail, that I'm above and not beneath, that I'm going, that doors of opportunities are open unto me. Amen. I like it what he said in 1 John. It says the anointing that you received of him abides in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing will teach you all things and is in you. So that Spirit of God, the anointing of God, is inside of you. He's leading you. He's guiding you and directing you. And healing words can come when we start taking God at his word and saying, God, your word says this, so I'm going to speak this out. I'm not lonely. Amen. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. I'm not all by myself. He's with me. He'll never leave me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And in line with his will. You're not going to say I can do all things and then try to do something crazy, like be a brain surgeon if you don't even like hospitals. And so you and I want to be in line with God's will and his plan and his purpose for our lives. So that is the power of the saying. In Mark 11, 22 to 24, Jesus said that. Whosoever shall say and shall not doubt, but believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall say, have whatsoever he says. And so you and I are going to have whatsoever we say. How many of you have ever been down and out and you started to sing? Anybody here was down and out and started to sing? Amen. Christian songs too is nice. And so you could sing, amen. You could sing, thank you, Lord, amen. For the Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. He's my comforter, my helper, my God, in him will I trust. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. And so you're saying something that's Bible. You're saying something that's true. It's bringing health. It's bringing healing to you. And it cheers you up. It'll bring you out of gloom and depression. There's nothing worse than depression and gloom and sadness and woe. You know, people take their own lives because they're so down and out. But God doesn't want anybody to take their own life. He wants them to come out. Amen? And be a jewel for Jesus and to be know that Jesus has brought them out and has forgiven them and cleansed them from all unrighteousness. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So it comes from hearing, but then it comes from speaking. You and I got to continually speak God's word. Whatever God's word says, you find out what it says and you speak it. You're listening to it, you're speaking it, and the circumstances will change because the greater one is on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus that the greater one is on the inside of us, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You go ahead and talk to God. You pray, you say, and you'll have exactly what you say. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that you are the strength of our life and our portion forever. Thank you, Father, that you're the one that enables us, that equips us, that fills us with your Spirit. Thank you for a fresh filling for each one here. Thank you, Lord, that you're the one that fills us up, that each one may be filled with all the fullness of God, that God would be in you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, that you'd be so full of God that someone bumps you, bless God, it'll come out of your mouth, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're my rock and my fortress, my God, and you will I trust. Thank you, Lord God, that you love me and that you died for me, that you shed your blood for me. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. I'm not here to harm you. I'm here to bless you. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to say that you can overcome every obstacle, every situation, every challenge that comes to your mind and your emotions. Because God's word brings health. God's word brings healing. Thank you, Father. Oh, matanaita halama sanda devi ki arama. When you pray in the Spirit, you're building yourself up on your most holy faith. You're talking unto your Father, for he who speaks in an unknown tongue doesn't speak unto man, but unto God. For no man understand him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Weymouth's translation says divine secrets. I'm speaking secrets with my Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your will. Thank you, Father, for your plan, for your direction, those making choices and decisions. Thank you, Father, for helping them make wise choices in line with your will, with your plan, and with your purpose. Thank you for your word, which will never fail. Your word is from everlasting to everlasting. God's heaven and earth shall pass away, says the Lord of hosts, but my words will not pass away. So you get God's words and you put it in your mind and get it in your heart and speak it out of your mouth, because that's God's word. That's the healing word for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping those that you desire to help. Oh, Kramashtikara, that there's not one person that you do not want to help, that you are here to help every single individual. Father, we bless you and we worship you and we thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let's thank him and praise him. Father, we give you glory and honor and praise. Oh, Matandare Ketata, Idananahasadi Kise, Eve Sambu Kumbalan Ketanga Tingata, Idanahati Kikaha Kitaha. And then you'll find out it's no longer you, but Christ lives in you. You'll find out it's no longer your desire, but it's his desire. You'll find out more that it's his will, even more than your own will, because you're doing his will. Thank you, Father, for your will, your plan, and your purpose. Your desire, hallelujah. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Let's all say this. Say, I'm saved. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I believe. I'm saved. Say, I'm healed. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. I believe. I'm healed. Say, I'm delivered. Thank you, Jesus. I'm delivered. Say, I'm free. Say, I'm free. Amen. You know, Colossians says, who hath delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So with the healing words, you go ahead and you hear God's words. No matter what thought or impression comes your way, you go ahead and speak God's words. And I believe that everybody can be changed by the power of God. There is not one bondage that I believe that God does not want people to be delivered from, because it's his will, it's his plan, it's his purpose. Father, we just pray right now for those that are in any test and a trial and a temptation, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for bringing them out, just like you brought me out, just like you brought so many out into a place of fruitfulness, a place of blessing and a place of increase. We're so grateful, and you will get the praise and the glory all of our days, because you're the one who has made the man, you're the one who has made the woman in your likeness, and your children in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Well, have a wonderful day, a wonderful evening, and it's my birthday. Yeah. Thank you, and God bless you. Again, Sunday at 10:30. Come out and hear an awesome word. God bless you.